You'll hear part of an interview in which two racing cyclists called Greg Martin and Lena Derridge are talking about different sports they've taken part in. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. In the exam, you have 70 seconds to look at part three.
My guests today are Greg Martin and Lena Derridge, both long-distance racing cyclists who have also taken part in other quite different sports. Greg, let's start with you. You were raised in Newfoundland, Canada, where most kids start off playing ice hockey, don't they?
That's right. My dad was a big ice hockey fan, so I think I'd learned how to skate before I could walk. Up until senior high school, hockey's the sport, and then there's a choice to make, whether you're good enough to go to the juniors or not. Maybe if I'd had a stronger training discipline, I would have made it. It wasn't my dad's fault, but I think you've got to have really solid parental support, where you're forced to practice because when you're 16, you don't have the willpower you have at 30. I've no regrets, but I look back and think, why wasn't I training? I just played games. But that's how it was.
So you moved over to rowing?
I remember as a teenager, the economy being really bad in my home area. And I thought to myself, either I get a degree or get myself a sporting career. Otherwise, I'll never get out of here. So I took a two-pronged approach. After ice hockey, I ran cross-country with moderate success. And guys I met there put me on to rowing. And I was pretty good at it because I was a little more heavily built than people coming from a running background. In ice hockey, we did a lot of weight training. And I just took to rowing and said, okay, national team, here we come. So, while I was doing my degree in electrical engineering, I just kept rowing and, in the end, both of them got me out of there.
And Lena, you've also done competitive rowing. How did your competitive rowing career develop?
It was kind of weird. Rowing's such a team sport that you really need to go to things called training camps. But I was working full-time at a computer company, so I couldn't often make them. I had to train myself, which was fair enough, and I don't think it was that which held me back. But when it came to the trials for the national team, if it was a four-woman boat, I had to come in the top four in the trials to get in the team. If I was fifth, I would be the cut line, right? And I regularly got fifth when they were making a four or third when they were making a double. It was just bad luck, really. So near and yet so far. Then one year, when I actually made it into the team, we didn't actually qualify for the World Championships. That was kind of tough.
Is that why you decided to move to California?
Well, although it coincided with my realising I'd gone as far as I could go in rowing, it wasn't the reason for the move. I'm not a quitter, but I needed a new outlet, something else to direct my energies into. For me, sport rather than work had always provided that, but I was quite happy working in computers. Then my manager and a couple of other workers left and went to California. They were already keen cyclists, by the way. I was in two minds whether to join them, and after about 6 months of arm twisting, decided to make the leap. It was a combination of factors that made me go, but it was a good move. From there, getting into the cycling just kind of happened. It hadn't been part of the plan.
And do they have much in common, rowing and cycling?
Well, rowing's a tough sport, which helps me. And a couple of other teammates who've switched over from rowing agree. A lot of the newbies in the sport, who don't have my rowing background, lack the willingness to put up with what I call the full-on suffer. Like, say it's on a 10-minute climb. The damage doesn't happen immediately. It comes at the 8-minute point.
As a cyclist, you need to commit at some point in the race. You need to throw yourself out into the wind and just go for it, no matter how much it hurts. You don't get that so much in rowing. You're thinking much more as a team.
And are there parallels in the training too?
Yeah. I actually supplement my cycling training with a little rowing. I fell in love with the sport originally, not really from a competition point of view, just from the feeling of it. I think cycling's one of these sports where it's just so focused on a certain group of muscles that if that's all you do, it's only a matter of time before you're going to have problems. What's more, as a cyclist, you develop very little upper body muscle, so you don't have a lot of protection if you come off and hit the ground. So I run and row as cross-training as much as I can, and I'd advise other cyclists to do the same.
I'd go along with that. But another thing you can do that's really...
Now play the recording again. That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.